New premium salads helped McDonald's, the world's largest restaurant chain, attract more customers and sales in the most recent quarter, NPR's Scott Horsley reports.
McDonald's enjoyed supersized profits in the third quarter of $547 million. Sales at the chain's established restaurants in the U.S. jumped nearly 10% from a year ago, and nearly a million more people are visiting McDonald's every day. Bob Golden of the consulting firm Technomic says that's a big improvement after several years in which domestic sales were essentially flat.
They seem to have found a way to connect with their consumers again, and their new products seem to be doing quite well.
Those new products include pancake breakfast sandwiches called McGriddles and big salads served with chicken and Newman's Own dressing.
I think a lot of the credit has to go to the salads in particular, which really does appear to be attracting some new customers to McDonald's who may have been avoiding them because they didn't have appropriate options for them.
Priced between $3 and $4, the new salads are more profitable for McDonald's than, say, a $1 double cheeseburger. Golden says McDonald's and rival fast food chains seem to have declared a ceasefire in the long-running price war that was killing their profit margins.
There's still some dollar menus and selected units, but they are receiving much less promotional attention and marketing emphasis.
Despite the turnaround at home, McDonald's restaurants have seen their sales decline in some overseas markets, including Europe. The chain is hoping to counter that trend with its first worldwide marketing campaign called I'm Lovin' It. Scott Horsley, NPR News.